Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, the more that's at stake, the harder players play. The higher the sense of urgency, the greater the intensity.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
Hi, this is Jay Billis of ESPN. You're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. I'm sweating already.
Thanks for tuning into the show that truly serves the basketball community and makes every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Dr. Dish, the creators of the world's best shooting machine. In today's episode, I deflate a common myth and misconception about the NBA playoffs. But before I dive in, did you know that Crossover makes film sessions more efficient by clipping and tagging your video for you? With a turnaround time as short as 12 hours, Crossover can provide you and your program with shot charts and stats you can access from any mobile device. Visit crossover.com/puresweat to try a game for free. And I'd like to nudge you to check out our newly resurfaced puresweatbasketball.com website and sign up for The Drop, our innovative weekly newsletter that drops helpful content right to your inbox. And if you sign up now, you'll receive a series of 6 free webinars, yes, 6, and free, on how to develop a championship culture and winning habits. And while you're there, do me a favor and check out our recently released basketball performance course and basketball performance workout. I personally designed both to help maximize your team's summer training. These are without question the 2 best products and programs I have ever released. So please hit up puresweatbasketball.com. All right, let's jump into today's topic. NBA players only play hard in the playoffs. Have you heard people say that? Have you said that? Is it true? No, it's not. I don't think anyone would argue the fact that the overall intensity of the NBA playoffs is sky high and minute for minute is higher than your average regular season game. But that's because there's a renewed sense of urgency. You win or your season is over. Just because the atmosphere, energy, hype, and intensity of the playoffs is downright palpable, it doesn't mean that NBA players don't play hard during the regular season. It just means they're playing harder in the playoffs to survive. Why don't people say the same thing about college basketball? Now, I'm a college basketball purist, but let's be real. College players and teams play just a little bit harder in the NCAA tournament than they do in the regular season. It might not be as obvious, but they do play harder in March. Why? For the same reason. It's the nature of athletics. The more that's at stake, the harder players play. The higher the sense of urgency, the greater the intensity. This is true for college basketball, the NBA, as well as any sport I can think of. Don't agree? Think about these 2 scenarios. What if I took you out to the track right now and told you to run a lap? Then right before you're about to take off, I grabbed your shirt and said, you know what, actually run 5 laps. Would your approach be different now? Would you plan to run the first lap of 5 at the same speed you would have run just 1 lap? No way. You would appropriately pace yourself because you know you have 4 more laps to run. But that doesn't mean you wouldn't be working hard on the first lap. Simply means you'd be working smart. NBA players have the same mindset. Players know they have 82 regular season games plus playoffs as their overall goal. They keep this in mind during the regular season. Now here's another scenario. What if we went out to the track and I said, let's run a lap for fun. And then right before we took off, I said, but the loser owes the winner $1,000. Which lap would you run harder? The fun lap or the lap where there's $1,000 at stake? Obviously, you'd run harder when something was at stake. Why? Because there's a sense of urgency and a sense of competition with the reward at the end. In this case, $1,000. The NBA playoffs are the same. When your team is down 3-2 in a 7-game series, you have to play harder or you go home. You don't have the same sense of urgency in the regular season. I can't stress enough that just because the stakes are raised in the playoffs, don't dismiss the fact that these guys play their butts off every single night during the regular season. Keep in mind, the NBA has, in my opinion, the world's best athletes. These guys are big, fast, strong, and super explosive. The NBA is unbelievably fast-paced, and today's game is played above the rim. But these guys are such great athletes, they make it look so effortless. They make it look easy. But trust me, if you've ever sat courtside at an NBA game, you realize they have to play hard just to keep up. And while we're talking about the concept of looking at the big picture, let's not forget NBA teams play more than three times the amount of games that college players play and have a much more rigorous travel schedule, not to mention more overall demands and responsibilities like the media, appearances, in-season workouts, etc. I'm not making light of what college players go through. Believe me, I know how tough it is for college basketball players to balance everything in their life, but the NBA takes it to a whole new level. So once again, it would be like the difference in running five laps in college versus 10 laps in the NBA. The pace and intensity has to be different. I've been fortunate to work with a dozen NBA players during my career, and I've certainly learned the NBA is a business, and it's how these guys make a living, but I also know how much these guys love and respect the game and how thankful they are to be in the league. No matter how much money they make or how much fame they achieve, once the ball gets thrown up, these guys love to play hard and they love to compete, whether it's the regular season or the playoffs. The moral? NBA players do play hard during the regular season. They just play even harder in the playoffs. And let's be honest, so would you. That's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope I helped you raise your game. We want to thank the team at Dr. Dish for transforming basketball training with their high-tech shooting machines. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. And don't forget to visit our newly revamped website at puresweatbasketball.com. All right, it's time to get back in the gym.